Unit 8. Altered Images. Tape Script 8.1. 1.
Well, I suppose it's the eyes, really, that first drew my attention. Not only are they the most extraordinary shade of deep, dark green, they also show how frightened she is. The photo was taken in 1985 by a guy called Steve McCurry, and it was the beginning of yet another war in Afghanistan. This girl had lost her parents and grandparents. She was living in a refugee camp, and the photographer just caught her as she was coming out of her tent. You can see the dust on her face and the torn clothes, and her face is slightly at an angle. It made a real impact on me, that photograph.
2.
It was one of the first examples I came across of modern sculpture, and I didn't really expect to like it. I think it's the combination of strength and gentleness which struck me most. All the lines of the mother's body are flowing, curved and soft, and yet the shoulders and arms surrounding the baby look big and strong, like a protective shield. I think it is a very accurate portrayal of motherhood, especially now that I have children of my own. I know what that fierce protectiveness towards your baby feels like.
3.
From a distance, it looks like a huge, white, upturned fishing boat, and when you get closer, that's exactly what it is like. The sides curve upwards and seem to be made of white wooden slats. And at regular intervals along the sides are long rectangular portholes, the windows, like long curved glassed-in ladders. Inside, despite all the usual departure boards, shops, restaurants and the like, it still feels like a boat. Long escalators transport you up to the ridge at the top and you walk out onto the platforms. It's visually stunning and it all seems brilliantly suited to high-speed travel.
4.
When I heard about all the fuss surrounding this artwork, I was curious to see it, and when I did, my first thought was, oh, God, she's messy. The bed was unmade, the sheets dirty. There was all sorts of rubbish. Cups, plates, magazines, strewn everywhere. It was pretty revolting, really, particularly in a nice, clean, white gallery. Then my second thought was, well, it's interesting, but, I mean, what if someone sneaked in and made the bed while nobody was looking? Would it still be art?
5.
The first thing that strikes is the serenity. There is a feeling that this scene has lasted forever and will continue to last forever. It's very peaceful. Parisians out enjoying themselves on a Sunday afternoon. The people appear to be frozen in time. There is very little movement in the picture. The other thing that greatly interests me is the dappling of light through the leaves. When I first saw this picture, it was a moment of profound delight.